Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. We've got two stories for you today. First, we hear from Van Harris and his wife, Shirley, who grew up in the same Brooklyn neighborhood. They lived about a block away from each other, and we recorded them talking about how they first met 75 years ago.
I met her when she was about 10 years old, and she was beating up a couple of guys. The boys had taken her hat off her head, and they were tossing it around. She said, "Give me back my hat." They wouldn't. So one by one, she punched out every boy. I said, "Geez, I'd like to meet a girl like that." Later on, I used to take you with me when we'd go to our hangout, which was Dubrow's Cafeteria.
We'd come in late at night. We'd have a cup of coffee. And then who was our friend who would have dinner? And
Herbie the Nibbler. He ate so much.
And they gave him a discount on his food.
Oh, they sure did at Dubrow's. Here comes Herbie. So they give him a table and he'd sit all by himself. And we'd gather around and watch Herbie the Nibbler eat.
We used to say he had a tapeworm.
He didn't have a tapeworm. We used to say he has a snake. And we had a guy called One Ball Barney. I don't think I have to explain it. And there was a guy named Mendel Berman. Mendel had a leaky ear. And he'd go to dances, and he'd sit there, and he'd put a handkerchief in his ear. And it was a terrible habit. He would smell the handkerchief. How could you pick up a girl when you're there sniffing a handkerchief that's got the deposit from a bad ear, you know? But that's the way these guys were. Oh, Shirley, you grew up with these fellows, too. They loved her.
Yeah, we'd sit around and everybody would be telling jokes. You just felt at home.
Filthy Milty was my friend. And when we got married, Filthy Milty was our babysitter. And he was crazy as a bedbug. While we were out, wherever we went, he would take the dresser drawers and he would exchange them. He moved the top drawer to the bottom, the middle drawer to the top. So if we went looking for, let's say, underwear, it wasn't in the same place. This was Milty.
And it turned out that all of our children have a great sense of humor as a result of being surrounded with these guys. And I'd say to you today, thank you for a wonderful life.
Well, thank you.
Van Harris with his wife Shirley at StoryCorps in New York. Van and Shirley performed together in the Catskills for nearly 40 years. To see photos of the couple and Dubrow's Cafeteria, visit StoryCorps.org. Next, another man with a great appreciation for characters, the late legendary oral historian Studs Terkel. This week would have marked his 100th birthday. Terkel was an inspiration for us here at StoryCorps. We were fortunate enough to record an interview with him back in 2005. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
What has happened to the human voice? Vox humana. Hollering, shouting, quiet, talking, buzz. I was leaving the airport. This is in Atlanta. You know, you leave the gate, you take a train that took you to the concourse of your choice. And I get into this train, dead silence. Few people seated, all standing. Up above you hear a voice that once was a human voice, but no longer. Now it talks like a machine. Concourse 1, Fort Worth, Dallas, Lubbock, that kind of voice. Just then the doors are about to close, pneumatic doors, when a young couple rush in and push open the doors and get in. Without missing a beat, that voice above says, "Because of late entry, we delayed 30 seconds. The people looked at that couple as if that couple just committed mass murder, you know. And the couple is shrinking like this, you know. And I'm known for my talking. I'm Gabby. And so I say, "George Orwell, your time has come and gone." I expect a laugh. Dead silence. And now they look at me. And I'm with the couple, the three of us, at the Hill of Calvary on Good Friday. And then I say, "My God, where's the human voice?" And just then there's a little baby. Maybe the baby's about a year old or something. And I say, "Sir or madam," to the baby, "what is your opinion of the human species?" "Well, what does a baby do?" And the baby starts giggling. I say, "Thank God, the sound of a human voice."
The late Studs Terkel at StoryCorps in Chicago. That's the only time a StoryCorps recording booth has stopped at someone's home. You can hear hundreds of other stories on our website, StoryCorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Katie Simon. Thanks for listening. All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.